The largest minority group in Wisconsin is now Hispanics. According to U.S. Census figures, Latinos make up 6.34% of the state's population, compared with 6.26% for African Americans, the next largest minority group. Much of Wisconsin's Hispanic population is concentrated in Milwaukee. WUWM's Marty Michelson visited a business on the South Side and found the news comes as no surprise to people there. The epicenter of Milwaukee's Hispanic population lies on 16th Street, also known as Cesar Chavez Drive. Colorful buildings and Latino-owned restaurants and grocers dot the avenue, mixed in with law offices and tax preparers.
Do you want watermelon or you want mango?
Mango,
right here.
Pete Sitaritas right is chopping and giving out samples of fruit during Thursday's busy noon hour. He owns Pete's Fruit Market near 16th and Greenfield. Sitaritas hails from Greece and came to the U.S. when he was a teenager. He says he moved to Milwaukee and opened his store here in 1993 because he saw the potential for the Latino population to explode even at that time.
And Latinos are a lot of fruit eaters. They eat a lot of fruit. And I'm a fruit specialist. That's why I chose this neighborhood 20-some years ago.
Sitaritas also has helped provide the neighborhood with jobs. He says he started with 4 workers. Now he employs 45, and many are Latino. Myra Berea is the cashier. The 20-year-old says she moved here from Mexico in 2005.
Nowadays, I see a lot of Latinos in here, so it's not like a new thing going on, you know?
Berea says Milwaukee's Latino population is thriving because of all the opportunities here.
Like, I got my permission to study, you know, to go to work. So, yeah, I got my permission and I got my ID. So I have a driver's license now and everything. So it has been helping.
Berea says she wants to go into healthcare, and the DREAM Act allows her to take courses at MATC. Under the DREAM Act, the U.S. will not deport undocumented young people who obtain work permits. One person shopping at Pete's today is Lorena Gonzalez. She says she came to Milwaukee from Mexico 25 years ago. Gonzalez says the Latino population's purchasing power is obvious.
Well, there is a lot of people in the street, in the supermarkets, in the Spanish supermarket, you know, buying stuff in the stores and everywhere, you know.
Gonzalez says she's also noticed many more businesses popping up in the neighborhood over the years. She notes a big increase in food trucks lining the streets during the summer months. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.